Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Beis. The Mishneh is going to continue with the dinim of Sichuch. We learned the etzem criteria for a Sukkah is the Sichuch, and it has to be ba'ifin where you see the Schach, it has to be ba'ifin where it protects, it has to be ba'ifin where the Mechitzas are made properly, and the Schach, the walls, and the Schach on top also has to be made ba'ifin where that's the covers over the Sukkah. What happens when you have Schach on top of the Sukkah, but that's not what's protecting the inside area from the elements? It's in a house. So that's poshut by the Gemara. The Gemara says that sukkah, the taitch of the sukkah is that's what a sukkah is, something that's outside and not betoich beisoy shall call you my sashana. So if a person were to build a model sukkah with tzchach inside his showroom, avada is nayot. So that's poshut. The Mishnah over here adds that ha'oise sukkosoy tachas ho'ilon. The case of a sovetach bias is poshut. But ha'isa sukkah tachas o'ilon also has that psul. Even though it's not mamish beisoy, the Gemara Lamaisa learns out of a posul that the Torah says basukos. It's choser, that part of the reason why it says choser is to make it as if it's basukas. It's really sukkos, but that would be written properly with a vav. Basukos without a vav, ki'ilu could read as basukas. So that word basukas teaches us that only has one covering. It's not underneath another cover. That means it's tachas kippas hashamayim. Okay? So the psul is a psul. The Mishnah Marba by saying ki'ilu asovetach habayis? The din is possible. So here the Gemara adds a knetch. Now, what does it mean ki'ilu betach habayis? That means that there's a full covering on top of the schach. A few branches are not a full covering. What's a full covering? If the leaves, the foliage is thick enough that it's mamish blocks out the schach. It's tzils meruba mechamso of the neifo ilon. That would be possible. If you have branches sticking over, so there the din is something else. The way the Rishonim have it, la'alocha, the way it's brought down, Shulchan Aruch, is that if you have a thick leaf, that could be considered blocking out the schach afenort directly underneath where it is. But if you have the leaves mixed together, Marshall, if you pull down the branch, I'm not talking about a tree 20 feet above the sukkah. If you're talking about right above, so you could pull it down, and you can mix the branches together with the schach, and even though in order to be kosher schach, it has to be kotzutz, it has to be tolish me'amachub, but the leaves cannot be, even though they could do the karka, which is the prerequisite of schach, but it's attached to the tree, so it's not kosher schach. If they're mixed up together, but even that's not nicker, what's a leaf and what's your leaves that you put on, your bamboo, so then we say that it's bottle b'roiv. Gerada, the famous Mitzvah, that the Ran argues on Rashi, he says you need bitl b'roiv. Rashi holds that there'll be bitl b'roiv even ba'ifin where it's not nicker. The Tosfos Yom Tov makes the cheshbon. So b'chiyai gavna, what the Mishnah is saying, kilu aso b'toich habayis, is that that's called a sichuch. When it's only a miut, you only have to worry about the sichuch af and hort. Again, if it's bottle b'roiv, so then you don't have to worry about it. The way we said l'haloch is, you have to make it bottle by mixing it up. The Velt wants to know that if you know you have a branch there, to be mevatel it into the schach, al tzbitl b'roiv, what happened to ein mevatel l'sul chatchila? You're not allowed to put a piece of treif of meat into a pot of kosher meat, but even that should become bottle b'shishim. You're not allowed to be mevatel l'sul chatchila. Why don't we say the same thing here? The answer is posher. It's not iser. It's just not schach kosher. It's not osur. So middle of the bitl works, even l'chatchila, you're allowed to design the sukkah that way. You're allowed to put a sukkah under a tree, but even where you can make bitl on the branches above. Now the Mishnah says the dividend. Sukkah agabi sukkah. We're talking about where be'etzem the sichuch is kosher. Because you have a sukkah, a bottom sukkah, you have on top of it, must be pretty sturdy. You have a top sukkah. But the schach goes straight up to another schach, 7 feet above. And from there it goes straight up to the sky. So what's the difference in that and putting two rows of bamboo, one on top of another? Chor should be the same thing. Still, the halach is ho yoyna ksheira, batachtoina psula. The elyon is kosher, the tachtoin is posel. Why? Because sukkas, like we said before, the loshen yochid means that you have one status of mesucho. if there's a completely new ort, a completely new place on top of the bottom sukkah, the Rav says that's cool that it has shnei schochim. Now, obviously, it's only when the top sukkah has a shem sukkah b'fnei atzmoi. It has walls, it has a schach, there's a sort of tvochim height. If there's just another removed, like there's another, you have on top of your sukkah, you have some bamboo poles, not bamboo poles, on top of the walls, you have some metal poles, rods sticking, and then you put another level 2 feet above your bottom schach. You put another row of bamboo, that's fine. It's not a shem sukkah b'fnei atzmoi. See, here the Gemara goes through an interesting way of touching up the Mishnah. Diurin bel yoyna over here means that, generally speaking, on a bottom sukkah, you have a top sukkah, you can't live in the top sukkah, because the leaves or the bamboo that you put on, nobody will be able to stand up, you'll crash right through, the weight is going to crash right in. So we're talking about, obviously, where there's a shem sukkah on top. Where we'd be talking about leaves or bamboo, everybody would hold, that's not a shem sukkah lamala. That's not a separate mokoim. Nobody can walk around over there. Nobody can stand for a second on top of the leaves that you put up on top of your sukkah. So now that's not called diur bel yoyna, that's nothing. Where the boards of the schach are so thick that you can mamash, it's mamash like having your own floor on the top sukkah, and you can walk around no problem whatsoever, that's pashut also. That would be called a sukkah gabi sukkah, and bas sukkas tells us that it has to be mesukach b'chad v'le mesukach b'trei. The machloikis over here is if there's no diurin in the maloifin. That means you could theoretically be temporarily on the top. It's a little bit swinging to and fro. It's not very seaworthy. But you can last for a while up there. That's a diur idea. That is a machlekes tanan whether there's a chatzitza, whether it's considered shnei sichochin. So again, the lashon of the Gemara is where it's mekabel karam v'kisus. It can hold weight. If it can hold weights, then it's already considered shnei diur. That's pashut. And if it can't hold any weights, then it's not shnei diur. It's not shnei sichochin. That the whole machlekes is that middle ground, which is a very narrow area of dispute.